This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for April 19th. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB has followed up its recent probable cause report on a South Carolina Learjet crash with specific recommendations for the FAA to tighten the regs on tire inflation. The board is also reporting an extreme lack of judgment in a crash by an 86-year-old pilot that killed six people. In a safety alert for operators, the FAA has recommended that flight crews should be provided with a written policy emphasizing that either pilot may make a go-around call-out and that the response is to be an immediate missed approach. Hartzell says it now has an STC that covers new three-bladed propellers installed on Cessna's pressurized P210N and turbocharged T210FN models. Pentagon officials have moved to block what developers hoped would be the world's largest wind farm because the blades on 2,000 turbines could interfere with a radar system. A new survey finds that 93% of Americans are willing to sacrifice some level of privacy to increase safety when traveling by air. The Space Foundation has recognized the team that put together and executed the final manned repair visit to the Hubble Space Telescope in May of 2009. Aero News has learned that Wayne Rosencrantz, the former president and chief executive officer of Jeppesen, passed away April 12th at the age of 86. And NASA has entered into an agreement with Chrysler to bring technology from the space program to American roads, including advanced materials and wireless technologies. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us how his little local airport got into a scrap over safety improvements. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.